Lord, more than ever, we need the grace of repentance and perseverance. Please come to our aid. Amen. Blessed Heart Dwellers, hold on to your hats for the next 10 days until February. We are at least hoping things will subside then. It was shared with me that some crucial things are happening in our country and may be made public by the 30th. I tell you this because if you've offered yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord, these may be the toughest 2 weeks yet. But great things are being accomplished by our offering, so don't stop now. I thoroughly believe the trials the Lord is allowing right now for some of us are the most severe we've ever experienced, and we're wondering, how are we going to get through this season? The answer is that He is carrying us, even though at moments we feel totally abandoned. He is allowing many difficult things because He needs the fast offerings, and even in these most desperate moments, we are being conformed to His image through our sufferings, and He is right there with us, undergoing the same torments. It is crucial for us not to give up, but keep a steady hand on the rudder according to what Holy Spirit has shown you and leading you to do. The storm rages, but remember, He walks on the water, and nothing can capsize Him. Rather, all things must submit to Him. I want to say that there are those on this channel who have rallied to our side when the fight was most intense, and they've also been faithful to give so the ministry can continue. Ezekiel and I are so grateful to you who have such a tender heart. Forgive me for not replying. I'm so behind. Having to deal with some things that Ezekiel's been going through has been really difficult and really thrown me behind. But thank you for giving to the ministry, and we are so grateful to you. Only God knows how much it means to us, and I know He will bless you in the dreams and prayers that you hold so tenderly in your hearts. We're working to get the outreach page on Traffic Children up soon, maybe even tonight. There will be several links to sites that are highly recommended by people in the community, and they're known by the communities they live in for doing successful work in bringing exploited children and women out of the sex trade, educating them to be able to work, as well as teaching them a skill and getting them established on their own to make a living without having to resort to prostitution. If you choose to donate to them, please do so directly. And those of you who donate to us, when we cover our operating expense, we will use the rest on this outreach as well as the local ones that we're already supporting. At this point, the Lord broke in with a message. Jesus began, "My dear ones, you cannot imagine the plight these children are in. Their minds are so warped and twisted by fear, they cannot reason enough to escape their situations. They have the threat of being killed held over their heads. In some cases, even their families are being threatened if they do not comply. It is a wicked, evil system Satan has given these men to control vulnerable souls, making them victims of the most deplorable exploitation ever known to mankind. Your prayers are making a difference. Your support is making a difference. And I want you to know that when you gasp with horror over what is being done, my Father in heaven hears that as a prayer. Nothing you feel, see, or pray for is minimized. All of it bears fruit on some level. Do not grow weary in well-doing. Check into the work on these sites and consider praying for them at the very least. Oh, Lord, help me. I forget to pray for each individual one. My love, you must do better. Write their names down and pray for them, Claire. I know how full your plate is now, so just do your best. In addition to your prayers, many things you suffer throughout your day are acting as fast offerings. At times they're being used for your nation, at other times for these poor children. Nothing you feel or experience goes to waste. I use it all. Unite your sufferings to mine on the cross and allow my spirit to choose where they go. Many have expressed their desire to spiritually adopt these children. Simply ask me and I will bring them to you in the spirit. Some of you may see them, others not. That is not important. What is important is that your heart is for them. You are praying and they are getting comfort and relief. The more you pray, the greater their chance of escaping from the clutches of those who have seared their consciences for a few dollars. No prayer goes unanswered. Every prayer is matched with graces, and some way beyond what you've invested. Some of you are not getting relief from the binding prayer alone. This is because I am allowing this circumstance, because I need your offerings for the nation and the children. But in addition to the prayer, ask my Holy Spirit to lead you. Pray in tongues and listen for instructions telling you how to pray. But always, praying in tongues accomplishes much that you do not see or understand. Some of you will get specific instructions about what to pray. Be faithful to use what was given and write it down for future reference to expand your prayers. But remember, my dear ones, the more obedient and committed you are to me, the greater the impact of your prayers. And that was the end of his message, and I just want to add here that he is bringing up things in my life that I need to change. So there's been a lot of repentance going on, and that repentance is bringing me closer and closer to him because some of the things that separated us are getting dealt with. And there's no way that you cannot benefit from giving him your all, from giving up the world and giving up everything and giving him your all. When you do that, you cannot outgive the Lord. It's just amazing what he will do, but especially your prayers will become more and more powerful. The enemy knows that, and that's why he tries to loop us into some kind of sin, because he knows that when we're right with the Lord, our prayers are powerful. So I encourage you all to take a look in your hearts, and if there's anything you've been putting off to convert in your heart, don't put it off any longer. Do it now. Give it up now. And come to him with a contrite heart. God bless you.